Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my channel, 20th Nakshatra of Purvashada. So we are in Sagittarius, and what does it mean to have this as a theme or comparison between I Ching and Jane Keys? Yes, we have finished 19, we are in the 20th one, falling in Sagittarius. So it's all about dharma, it's all about doing the right thing. Purvashada can be very fierce coming after Mula Nakshatra, because Mula Nakshatra was busy cutting off all the lies to expose the truth, yes? Now, in Purvashada, you're going to make new beginnings. Unstoppable power through victory, one of the themes. They're easygoing people, they find their own path in their life. They have a very unconventional approach. Why? You got to see it in terms of graduation of nakshatras, folks. Approaching from one nakshatra to another, which is very little to do with the progression of zodiac, for example. Nakshatras have their own progression. And this is where this matters a lot. In Mula, you destroyed all the lies. In Purvashada, you make unconventional new beginnings, chasing high ideology, Jupiter, right? Nakshatra ruled by Venus and Jupiter, both Brahmanas, right? All about knowledge. Difficult or no relationships is one of their themes. They have a powerful analytical ability. Emotional roller coasters of life. The highest exaltation is in the Libra, going into Libra in Navamsha, which means what? It is all about finding that emotional enthusiasm to build teams for victory. Purvashada means the beginnings of victory. The fight, the battle in this world, yes? In the human world, so to speak. So emotional enthusiasm is needed to build teams for victory. It's not a one-man affair for Purvashada people. They need to build teams for victory. Okay, so there you go. Let's start with the I Ching. We need to get to the emotional enthusiasm here. What hexagrams help us? Hexagram 31. Xian, influence. Xian represents the concept of influence and leadership. In Purvashada, it is suggestive of emotional enthusiasm can have a powerful influence on team. Influence and leadership. This hexagram advises using your emotional energy to positively influence others. Hexagram 37. Zun, the gentle wind. Zun symbolizes the influence of wind, aligning with the same theme of emotional enthusiasm. It is suggestive that emotional energy can be like gentle wind that inspires and motivates others. It's not always pushing your agenda. Especially in today's social media world, this needs to be stressed. Too many people are pushing their agendas all the time. This hexagram advises using your emotional enthusiasm to create supportive, uplifting environment. Hexagram 37, GRN family. We have seen this come a lot of times in the previous nakshatras. GRN symbolifies the concept of family and close relationships, meaning considering your team as your extended family. Let's just simplify it. Camaraderie and unity within the teams, building that sense, family-like. Not the drama we have going on in families, just building a camaraderie. Hexagram 40, liberation. G represents the idea of liberation and breaking free. Aligning with Purvashada, it suggests emotional enthusiasm can liberate teams from limitations and propel them towards victory. This advises using your emotional energy to break through barriers. Hexagram 46, Sheng, pushing upward. Sheng signifies the concept of pushing upward and making progress. It suggests having emotional enthusiasm can propel teams to new heights of achievements. We see this all over. This is a given, right? The moment you have emotional enthusiasm, the entire team comes up to new achievements. Hexagram 41, Sun decrease. Sun represents the concept of decrease and reduction. What are we trying to reduce here? It suggests that emotional enthusiasm can counteract the feelings of decrease or loss within teams. Many times in my experience, even in engineering, I've seen leaders give up very quickly. They're more demotivators than anything else. And then they wonder why the project is going south. You, as a leader, cannot afford to lose the emotional enthusiasm quotient for your team and expect wonderful miracles to take place. Cannot happen, folks. Okay? Let's see the gene keys now.
Now let's see the gene keys. In the gene key system, we have gene key number 8, the gift of exquisiteness. What does this involve? Seeing and appreciating finer details. This gene key can guide individuals to appreciate the emotional nuances of teamwork, fostering a deeper understanding of the dynamics involved. Teamwork is not a straightforward thing, folks, not even in my experience, practically in engineering. Hang on a minute, there's something different about this screen, which has slid somewhere further away. There you go. This does it. Okay. Gene key number 19, the gift of flexibility. Need flexibility, like changing course midway while maintaining course principles. The leader has to make decisions on the go. If you're a dominant Purvashada, you will have a tendency to want to lead, but you need to these guidelines, yes? Gene key number 24, the gift of silence. Silence involves transformative power of quiet contemplation, needing your own quiet time. Sorry, a lot of cold. This gene key can assist individuals in harnessing the power of emotional enthusiasm through inner silence, allowing for a more focused and effective approach to teamwork. Self-evident there, nothing new. Gene key number 27, gift of preservation, involves protecting what is essential. This gene key can guide individuals to preserve the emotional energy of enthusiasm within their teams, ensuring that it is channeled effectively towards achieving victory. Gene key number 37, the gift of equality. In this context, you must see equality in your team members. Some may be talented in one area, some may be talented in other areas. the whole idea of Purvashada is to build a team of seemingly unequal parameters, but somehow achieving a goal as a team. Jinki number 44, gift of aloneness, involves of finding strength in solitude. It's funny, isn't it? We are talking about building teams for victory, and there's a lot of quiet and alone time and contemplation involved here. The Jinki can assist individuals in cultivating their inner strength and emotional resilience. Need not be explained more. Jinki number 53, gift of evolution. In this context, this Jinki can guide individuals to evolve emotionally as leaders, even as individuals, continually adapting and improving their approach to building teams to achieve victory. 55, the gift of freedom, involves liberation from limitations. This Jinki can support the theme by guiding individuals to create an environment of emotional freedom within their teams. Okay, so I'll leave you with this much. In the next one, we'll deal with Uttarashada. Now we're going into Capricorn, which is in the heart of the afternoon. The sun is overhead, 10th house, which wants to sustain that victory which Purvashada began. So after Purva comes Uttarashada. Like I said, there's a graduation of nakshatras, which has nothing to do with graduation of zodiacs. That's why I'm bringing a whole lot of stuff for you guys. Okay. Take care, be safe.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,